Welcome to a special patron-only Shonen Flop Chibi, a first impressions mini-episode where we talk about the first chapter of a series that recently started in Shonen Jump. I'm Jordan, and with me today, as usual, is my co-host, David. Say hi, David.
Hi, David.
What series are we covering this week, David?
Well, hi, David. More like, hi, I'm Doron. That's a Dungeons & Daddies reference for the... I don't even know what the overlap between patrons and people that listen to it. Not a good bit.
Move on.
Fuck you. It's great. If you listen to Dungeons & Daddies like I told you to...
Listener, if you want to get that joke and for it to be funny to you, you should listen to, like, 50 hours of a completely different podcast.
It's literally the best D&D podcast ever made, I'm just saying. Anyway,
they're not paying us, David. Why are you giving them shoutouts? All right, like, if they want to sponsor us, sure, whatever. I'll talk about Dungeons and Daddies. They ain't giving me any goddamn money
because we don't have a segment in our normal podcast where we say, hey, you should check out this unrelated thing that likewise they don't pay us to mention anything. I'll go yell at Dan and say Disney's not paying us. Why did you say watch the Mandalorian instead of fucking reading Barrage?
As everybody knows, we are paid directly by Fujimoto to talk about Chainsaw Man.
That is true. Jordan, I feel like there's that, like, old Kanye West meme where it's like, would you suck Kanye West's dick for $10 million? And someone was like, what's the catch? And it would be like the same meme. Would you suck Fujimoto's dick for $10 million?
Yeah, what is the catch there?
Exactly. Fucking that levitation video he put out.
Wait, Kanye or Fujimoto?
No, Fujimoto. He put out a video on YouTube where he tried to levitate, and it just shows him jumping in the air and falling back down on his broom.
How is he so fucking on brand all the time?
And I just still love how his Twitter is that he's like a fourth grade girl.
Fucking rules.
And people have to be like, yes, this is Fujimoto's actual Twitter account.
Well, that's interesting because, I mean, you think about the main characters of Look Back, and,
Yeah, maybe he's a little egg.
Ooh, anyway, we ain't talking about fucking Fujimoto today. We're talking about Doron Dororon.
Sure. I'm sure Tucker's like, no, not even close.
Doron Dororon. Oh, I'm sure you would pronounce it way better, David. How about you pronounce the name?
I'm going to pronounce it Doron Doron Doron. to piss Tucker off. Because you know what? I'll say no ambiguity. I will rather be 0% right than 20% right with the pronunciation of this series. So they're just going to write me off as the stupid one and say, well,
Doran Doran.
That's what I was fit. That was the other bit. But I just, they literally have a website called HiImRon.com. And that's where they sell their merch is at that website.
Who, Dungeons and Daddies?
Yes, that's HiImRon is their merch website.
We're still talking about Dungeons and Daddies?
No, anyway, so... This series started running from November 29th with 5 chapters, so 0 volumes. And Jordan, though, who is this series by?
Well, this series is by a little bit of a return champion, or a return fighter
yeah.
on this contest of champions, and that is Usuga Gen, who longtime listeners may know is the writer of fucking Golem Hearts.
Right?
I completely forgot until just now that this was the guy who did Golem Hearts, and I'm so happy to learn that.
Yeah, this is a glow up, like, man, he really, really got a lot better at art.
Seriously? Like, oh my god.
Is this our first time talking about a series that we covered something that had been canceled but didn't, like, exist?
Huh?
Is this our first time covering an offer and then after the show had started, he made a new series? Because we've covered multiple works by the same offer, but they all were canceled before we started the show.
This might be the first time.
There you go.
Well, what about Phantom Seer?
Phantom Seer, I thought, got canceled, like, before we read Tokyo Shinobi Squad. No, it was running, you're right. Because we were like, oh, I hope it does better in the Tokyo Shinobi Squad. And then it didn't, so you're right. Okay, so this might be the second time.
Yeah, but this is the first time that I was pleasantly surprised by the resulting series.
Yeah, and so Jordan, though, do you want to give your plot summary to help tell the listeners why we actually thought the series was pretty interesting?
Here I go!
What the fuck is this recording?
Mamma mia!
Recent high school graduate Dora Sasaki wants to be a samurai in order to protect people from the demons who killed his mom. They're called the Mononoke. Once again, as David noted, we are avoiding the term yokai. And and they love eating people. And children, especially. Unfortunately, even though Dora is super strong, he doesn't actually have enough midichlorians to kill the Mononoke, so they tell him to leave. And as he's walking home dejected, kicking rocks, looking sad, Dora stumbles upon a child who's being rescued from a really big Mononoke by a much smaller one.
Mm-hmm.
You see, Dora is incredibly strong, but is unable to harm the demon, while the little guy is able to hurt it, but not strong enough to really do any real damage. So, just like peanut butter and chocolate, the two decide to team up and balance out each other's faults.
The faults in our stars.
At that point, the Mononoke winds up on a children's playground, and the small bean Mononoke transforms into a sword, which Dora uses to cut the evil Mononoke in half. Then the little guy reveals that his name is Kusanagi, which is, of course, as we all know, say it with me, a reference to Japanese mythology.
Whoa.
Thank you. And Dora buys him barbecue as the two agree to team up. Meanwhile, a samurai examines the wreckage left behind from their fight and really wants to know what the fuck just happened. She just has absolutely no fucking clue.
Jordan, that's a good way of summarizing it. Yeah, I really do wonder if there's like an editorial reason why they won't call yokai, because there's Aishimon, which explicitly calls them yokai, so I wonder if that was on purpose.
I feel like to a lot of people, it might just be that the term yokai is a little played out.
That's true, but then why didn't they stop Aishimon from using the term of yokai?
Well, I don't know if they're stopping it. I think it might be a choice where the individual author is like, do I really want to call him yokai again? Or should I make up like a cool name? And then I think the Aishimon guy was just like, nah, I want to call him yokai.
Yeah.
Whereas this guy was like, nah, I want to do Mononoke because I like Studio Ghibli.
Yeah. I wonder if, because Aishimon guy used to work for Fujimoto, and Fujimoto like, that's fucking stupid. Call him yokai. Now, excuse me, I'm going to go learn to levitate.
Fujimoto is responsible for every strange thing that happens in manga.
Yeah.
He actually told the guy who made PPPPPP that he should go with that name.
Maybe it was, there were seven P's and he's like, drop the last P.
No, I think Fujimoto told him that and then just laughs about it with other people. Like, he just totally gave him bad information because he's like, look at that guy.
I hope he has a group chat with the dude from Don to Don. Yeah. And his two main assistants that have been successful. It's gonna have like a weird name where I can imagine it's like they pretend to be like old ladies and they think this is like a customer support hotline. So it's like I don't know, like what the Japanese equivalent would be, like Walmart sales support.
Fuck, I'm gonna have to think about this is a fun topic to think about.
I think it are a fun topic to think about, though. So, Jordan, what were your first impressions on this? I can definitely tell you have a positive vibe just from talking with you so far.
I feel like after we finished it, we both had kind of the same reaction, which was, huh, I liked that.
Yeah, this was a fun read. I don't think I would be like, oh, I gotta recommend this to people, but it was inoffensive, and I can't understate how much of an improvement from Golem Hearts this is.
Yeah. I don't think it was just inoffensive. I do think it was, like, legitimately pretty good. It wasn't mind-blowing. Like, it wasn't, like, the first chapter of Chainsaw Man. But I was into it, man. After I finished it, I was like, man, that was like, a good way to spend, like, a half hour.
Yeah, I think it was a good change of pace versus Philosophy School, which was complete dog shit.
And Neru. I wouldn't say it's as good as, like, Dandadan's first chapter, but it's... I really like Dora. I really like his mom, and I love how the first scene in the manga is actually Dora at his mother's grave, and the first thing I noticed was that Dora says, I graduated high school, which shocks me because it's like, holy shit, you can actually graduate from high school? 90% of the manga that I read involves them in high school. So it's so surprising to be like, oh, wow, this guy just out of it.
Yeah. And then so this author really likes having wholesome parents, because that mom was really nice, just like the dad in Golem Hearts, which is still probably the nicest dad we've ever read in manga, besides maybe the Samurai 8 dad.
This guy's the only Shonen Jump author who has a positive relationship with both of his parents.
I don't know, the guy who made Cop and Dolphin might.
No, I think that he had a really bad relationship with his biological parents.
That's actually one of my favorite things about Ant-Man, is that they make the stepdad like as like a really nice, caring guy. And I really appreciated that trope. I know we intentionally were going to have nice stepdad as a trope in that comic we were working on.
Or what's his face? Fucking Bob from Stranger Things.
Though the best mom is still, of course, fuck, what's his name? Steve. Steve's still the best mom in that show.
Yeah, from Stranger Things. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you're right.
But I mean, it's not fair when you have fucking one of the hobbits as your dad. Of course, they're going to be nice.
I don't know. I feel like Bilbo kind of get him on a bad day. You wind up with like a real terror right there.
Anyway, but yeah, so I enjoyed it. I think this series, though, actually not so much feels like fixed Golem Hearts, but it feels like fixed Bone Collection, where it's the same idea where it's in Tokyo, people dealing with yokai, people just wanting to get involved, where it's definitely a lighter tone. I mean, there's eating children in the first chapter, but just by the art style and just how it feels structured.
It's goofy.
Yeah, it definitely doesn't feel like it's going to get very intense or stressful like other series.
I don't know. I feel like it will, like, it'll escalate. Mm-hmm. I do like the tone. There's, like, the rise of this trope, and we saw it in Ayashimon, of a character who's just, like, really fucking strong, but just has nothing to do.
I mean, yeah, Ayashimon in this series, if you there's a way to describe Ayashimon that sounds like it's exactly the same plot as this manga.
Yeah.
And that's the problem.
Oh, also something I wanted to say. In like the first couple pages, Dora mentions a samurai exam. And I got super worried, David. I got real fucking worried. Like, no, stay away from the exam arc. But it turns out they got the whole exam over in like one page because it was a blood test. He failed the blood test. Get out. Bullet dodged.
What if this is like retroing and the entire thing is in metaphor for how eugenics is bad?
I'd support it, you know? Yeah,
maybe this is set in the Gattaca universe. That's a good movie. I should put that for movie night.
Yeah, hey, this guy could team up with MASH.
I do think that this chapter really took its time, and it's one of those chapters where I think he could have cut 10, 15 pages and he wouldn't have lost much, just because while I'm reading all this, I'm kind of like, what is the point of all of this?
I never felt like it was too long. Which parts really made you feel that way?
I don't know. It's not like there was like scenes to cut. I feel like there was like a page that he could have just not. He didn't need to over-explain it as much. He didn't need to show the Tengu situation for so long. And
yeah,
it's hard to like distill. Maybe I'd need to read it again to really say my thoughts. But the entire time reading it, I just kind of felt like I was waiting for the plot in the first chapter to start and me really get an idea of what's going on. Like while you're reading it, like he's going to have a solution around getting around this issue. But then it's just kind of making you have to wait page after page for what the solution is of how he'll fight yokai, even though he can't legally do it.
Yeah.
That's like the last 10 pages when he actually meets Kusanagi. And so I just really would have liked that to have been shifted, maybe had another 10 pages past that, so it wasn't quite so near literally the end of it for me to say, what is the series' long-term plan going to be?
I kind of agree with that. I will say, like, the mom was kind of a change of pace, because it's like, usually when you read this stuff, and a character's like, hey mom, I want to be like a super strong fighter guy, the typical response is, oh kid, don't do that. No, please, I'll be worried about you. But his mom's just like, yeah, that'd be great for you, man. You're always getting into fights and causing, like, damage to people. Yeah, whatever, shit, this will fit you perfectly. Yeah, yeah,
it's like when you're like, you have like a kid that's like not meant for college and they say they want to like go to trade school and you're like, yeah, that's a great idea, you didn't need a four-year degree anyway, yeah, go be an electrician.
This is like a specific mom who understands her specific son, mm-hmm. and understands what he's good at and where he would be the best. And it also shows that she trusts him,
yeah,
on some level, not to get himself killed. It was like a relatively small thing, but it was like a really interesting dynamic that you don't see a lot. Like in My Hero Academia, you know, like Deku's mom supports him, but while she's doing this, she's doing it because she knows in her head, or she thinks in her head, oh, well, he's never going to be a superhero because he doesn't have superpowers.
Yeah.
Dora's mom knows, no, he's super fucking strong. This is not like a joke that he's saying. I legitimately think this is a good idea.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I mean, that's really all I had to say. I think the series has potential. I hope it stays interesting. It has a lot of parts that aren't super unique, but, you know, it's one of those things where it's fine not being, like, we've had heroes that have no powers in a world of powers, and we've had yokai plots and stuff, but it's really, this is one of those things where if it's done well, I really won't have any issues with the series.
And I like how it's like these two guys, you know, this one kid and his weird Pokemon, you mm-hmm. know, his Dratini. They are the yin and yang, you know, they come together. Yeah. What do you think's going to happen next, David?
Oh, man. Well, let me see, because I actually wrote my guesses down, unlike you.
I forgot to come up with guesses. So.
Oh, that's fun. So my first one is, I think the main character's dad is a yokai.
Mm-hmm.
My second guess is I think Dora and Kusanagi will have some sort of super form where they combine, like mm-hmm. DNA digivolve, like in Tamers, which,
yeah,
best Digimon season, as we all know.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
And I think the immediate plot is he's going to get arrested for like illegal collaboration with one. And then they're going to have him like join some like special forces, like a provisional member. And some tough guy or some tough character is going to, maybe the samurai girl is going to be like, if he ever steps out of line, I'm going to kill your friend without any hesitation or something like that.
Okay. So my guesses are that, so Kusanagi's whole thing, we haven't really mentioned it. He is a little Mononoke who refuses to eat human flesh, much like Edward from Twilight, yeah. Our favorite vampire. I think that the food that Dora gives to Kusanagi isn't going to be quite enough. And there's going to be some drama where it's like Kusanagi has like some instincts telling him to go after humans, but he's just such a good boy that he doesn't do it.
Yeah.
My second one is that I think that that samurai girl is going to be in a similar situation to, you know, like the side character from Candy Flurry.
Yeah.
And then the third thing, okay, I gotta come up with a third one. Shit. Fuck it. I think that Kusanagi is like a legendary Mononoke.
That's a good one.
Just like other Pokemon. You know, this guy's art style seems to remind me of Pokemon a lot.
Yeah. Well, that's because, you know, he likes drawing wholesome Pokemon style stuff.
All right.
I mean, his original one was a Pokemon style battle manga.
Oh, it was?
I mean, Golem Hearts was you and your golem fighting people.
That was like
Digimon, rather.
Pokemon switched mixed with Zatch Bell.
Yeah.
A little bit. Yeah. No, you're totally right. Yeah. So anyway, David, would you read another 10 chapters of Dororon?
Yeah, I think I'm gonna go catch up after this. How about you?
I think I will too.
And then Jordan, what's your power word?
My power word is Pokemon.
Mine was wholesome. Yeah, this is just a fun, wholesome nice. Read. You know, it's wholesome mom. Sucks she's dead, but still wholesome mom.
Sucks she's dead, but hey, I'm different.
Happens to all of us.
Moms die sometimes, unfortunately.
Well, it's a Shonen Jump protagonist that has both their parents still alive.
Yeah.
Really? Like, I can't think of any.
I really can't either.
Let's see. Maybe Gon. He acts like his mom doesn't exist.
I mean, his mom is dead. That's his aunt. Who he calls his mom.
I thought, did they confirm his mom died?
Actually, you know what? Now that you mention it, I don't know if they ever did.
He had the tape and he's like, keep listening if you want to hear about your mom. And then he stopped listening. And then he said his aunt is his mom.
I fucking love Gon.
Yeah.
Anyway, you want to do the shout outs?
Oh, for sure. Let me get it out.
Yeah.
So first of all, though, Jordan, I want to say thank you so much for editing. Sorry, I had a frog in my throat. Jordan, first of all, I want to say thank you so much for editing this episode that people are listening to right now. I also want to give props to Shannon for the awesome cover art. You can find her online at Illuminati. So even though she's not working on the show, you're still going to hear her be thanked in every GB episode because she did make that art.
Oh, of course. And she deserves it.
I want to give thanks to Tucker for assistance with pronunciation, translation, other miscellaneous research. If you're listening to this, be sure to join the Shonen Flop Discord. Come hang out with us and talk about anime, games, or whatever else is on your mind. We also have book club and do regular movie nights. You can find a link to it in the show notes. And if you've been enjoying the podcast and you want to help us keep going, consider subscribing to our Patreon, which you're probably doing right now.
Yeah,
but
that's right. Yeah, hey everybody listening to this patrons-only podcast. You should subscribe to us on this little website called Patreon.
Yeah, so the main reason I still include this is because 200 IQ move, what happens when Duran, if it ever gets canceled and we put this out as our chibi episode, Jordan, we don't have to re-record this audio.
Damn, you're right.
Yeah, so that's why Patreon, just in case we ever have to do that.
Ooh, okay.
So we do appreciate all of our patrons, though, but if you're listening and you aren't a patron, you can find us at patreon.com/shonenflop. And I want to give a big thank you to our Chainsaw Man and King of the Forest patrons. First of all, I want to give a big thank you to our Chainsaw Man patrons. They make a really awesome financial commitment every month, and that is Pterodactyl Ghost and T. Wolfwood, who is actually listening in right now. Because if you are a King of the Forest and Chainsaw Man, you actually can listen to us record every single episode when we can. So that's at least every chibi, every patron episode. It's a little tricky with guests, but we still try and make that work.
Hey, what up, Traffy?
And then speaking of King of the Forest, I want to give a thank you to Albie. Can't wait to get a taste of Sean's moist taco. We'll talk about them later, about appropriate Patreon names. Gabe Landau, Maji Knights, Mark, Matt Solvich, Marty, Overrated Apples, Scarlet Myrmidon, The, BB King, BB The, and that's the last one. I was about to give name someone who wasn't a King of the Forest, so I am sorry, but your name has been stricken from the record. Try better next time.
Bye, yeah. No, not bye to you yet. Just like, goodbye to that guy.
Yeah. And if you're not ready for a regular commitment, consider buying some merch. We have a ton of awesome designs, including the much requested Gomez Moon and Matchup Punching Harry Potter shirts. And a portion of the proceeds go back to the original artists to boot. And no worries though if you can't help the show out financially. If you can just like, rate, review, or share our show, it really helps us build up a ton. We are trying to drive up people to give us Spotify reviews, so if you haven't yet, it takes 5 seconds. Means a ton. It would be great if we could really get another 300 Spotify likes, just like we have on iTunes. And you can find us on Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, or wherever else you get your podcast. But you probably already knew that because this is most likely you're a patron listening. Yeah. Most likely because you're a patron. So yes, you can find this patron exclusive content on Patreon.
Yeah, hey everybody, go to at Shonen Flopcast and you can learn how to find our Twitter there. But also, thank you so much, David, for putting all this shit together and editing the main episode.
Can't do it without you, friend. It's been a lot of fun.
David, say it.
Keep on flopping, floppers.
Bye.
Bye.